The Killers and Just Another Girl, 19 minutes after 9, Wednesday morn. Welcome one. Another girl. Welcome to all as well, at your office, wherever they are, you know. I don't know if they're listening in. Hello, you alright? A cup of tea? Sticking the kettle on. If you're not on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show tea list, you can add the office to our list. It's not a problem at all. It's quite welcome to do that. Listen, it's Children's Book Day, and we've been discussing the things that you remember, the books you remember reading as a child, your favourite children's book, not your favourite child, because you're not allowed to have a favourite child, obviously. You have to equally love them all, but you might remember the book that you found your favourite book as a child for you. What was it? See, mine was The Twits, Roald Dahl's The Twits, and apparently I found out that it's been in production, in inverted commas, for 11 years. 11 years! They've been... I don't know, Peter, I'll bring you in a little early on this, if you don't mind. Yeah, The Twits is my favourite kids' book.
I don't know it. I must admit, I do not know it. No.
You don't know The Twits?
No, I've obviously missed out a whole part of my life.
Oh,
either
terrible.
I'm too old or just ignorant and haven't read enough.
No, I don't think so. It was written in the 70s.
No. Definitely not.
Because you're not that old, so...
Well, getting on a bit, but no, that one has passed me by, I'm afraid.
Because obviously everyone knows, like, Matilda, which is now
a stage
show, and very, very good at that as well. And obviously all the others, James and the Giant Peach, and all the others.
Yeah, I know
ones.
Those names, but The Twits, I don't know, no, don't know them
Twits.
At all.
It's a fantastic book.
I'm more a Peppa Pig man myself these days.
Yeah. you can always
Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom is coming up a close second, I have to say.
You can always tell when someone has got kids, can't you? Because they start to have conversations about the stuff that the kids watch on TV,
right.
Aren't
that's
they?
Right.
Danny and the Champion of the World and Alice in Wonderland, the two others that have come in on Twitter this morning as favourite books, favourite kids books.
No, I never didn't like Alice in Wonderland. Bit spooky, bit scary, actually.
What, the story or the movie?
Well, both.
The actual story itself.
Yeah. Not that keen on that.
No, I can't.
Like a lot of children's fairy tales, a bit.
There's a little bit of
bit
darkness.
Dark,
there's a darkness to them all, isn't there? See, I was having this discussion about.
Don't
the
go into the woods, kids.
Yeah,
the wolf will get you.
I was having this conversation about the Twits not too long ago, actually, about who would be a really good Mr. Twit and Mrs. Twit, and Tomlinson. What's his name?
Ricky.
Ricky Tomlinson. That's the one. Ricky Tomlinson from Royal Family.
Yep.
He would be if. I'm trying to explain to you what the Twits is like. He would be Mr. Twit without any makeup or
That's
anything.
That's starting to give me a bit of a picture.
It gives you an idea, doesn't
it?
Robert Miles and Children for Children's Books Day. We're talking about favourite books and such, but we'll postpone that for a little while we talk to Peter about St. Francis Hospice and their upcoming events, because he's coming again this morning to talk about that.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
So, happy Ferret Day, which is weird, isn't it? Isn't it weird? Is that...
It's not the one that I typically celebrate a lot, no.
No. It's not marked on
Gerbil Day, fantastic, but, Ferret Day, not so good.
Not so much a fan. That's Peter Streams in the studio, joining me from St. Francis Hospice to talk about their upcoming events. Lots of active things going on, and as well as lots of...
Masses of things going on. Actually, it's a really busy time of year for us. First, I must start with some thanks to everyone who took part in a couple of events we held recently, particularly locally. The evening with Richard Digents at the Derugement Manor in Worley. Very good night. Excellent. Thanks for everyone who attended that. Raised plenty of money. And also everyone who put in a good old shift the other week at the LV Brentwood Half Marathon.
Yes.
Weather much, much better, of course, than last year. Last year, it was like sub-zero and freezing. This year, much, much better. We have more than 70 people running on behalf for St. Francis Hospice, and did a fantastic job. So if you were one of them, take a bow, sir, lady. Thank you very much for all the work, all that money you raised. So fantastic stuff. So lots of things coming up. I probably should, just before getting into that though, in case you don't know who St. Francis Hospice is, and I guess we shouldn't be presumptuous that everyone knows who we are.
That's very true.
Although we have been around for 30 years, and lots of people from the Brentwood area actually got together originally around 30 years ago and really helped found the hospice. What we are, we're an adult hospice. We look after all people over 18 who have a life-limiting illness. Each year, we probably care for around 4,000 people in the local area, which includes Brentwood and surrounding boroughs. That includes not just patients, but also the families and the carers of those patients. We do a lot of work educating people about how to care better for people with life-limiting illnesses. And we do an awful lot lot of work in the community. In fact, these days, I think the latest figures we have, around 85% of all the people we care for, we do so in their own homes or in their care home, wherever they happen to be, rather than actually physically at the hospice. We're up at Havering Atter Bower. That's where the inpatient unit is. But these days, most people want to be looked after at home. So we have nurses, community nurses, who do around 5,000 home visits a year. And we are a registered charity. So to do all this, we get some funding. We get about a third of our money from the NHS. In the case of Brentwood, that's the Brentwood and Billericay CCG these days who fund that part of it. But the other two-thirds, huge amount of money, has to be raised locally. And thanks to everyone who listens and gets involved with these sort of events I mentioned, raise this huge amount of money, which is over £6 million a year. Absolutely staggering.
It's a huge amount. It's £6 million quid.
It's getting on to £6.5 million a year. And it would actually, if you came into it sort of afresh, didn't know anything about the history, you'd say, how on earth do you do that each year? But when you look back at the track record, every year we manage to get it, which of course gives you a huge amount of confidence that we're going to do it again this year.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure we will do. I know that people from the Brentwood area raise over a third of £1 million every year for us, just in donations, let alone events or lottery or anything else that we do, just in donations, people just putting money into tins and jars, making little contributions.
It's
fantastic.
It all counts, isn't it?
Really, really good. So big thanks to start. So let's get into a couple of the dates, forthcoming things we've got on our agenda. Of course, it's the London Marathon in a couple of weeks, Sunday the 13th of April.
Yep.
And lots of runners, again, taking part in that on behalf of St Francis Hospice. So if you're going up to London, or indeed watching it on the telly, and you see people in the orange vests with the sunflower symbol on them, they'll be the people running for St Francis Hospice. If you are going up, please do give them a cheer, help them on their way. And if you know someone who's getting involved in that and you haven't sponsored them yet, please give generously, and so we can raise lots of money from the London Marathon coming up. Now, if you've got a pet dog, not a ferret, I don't think ferrets included, but if you've got a pet dog, Woofs and Wellies Dog Walk is probably up your lane or street.
I was wondering where you're going with that. I was thinking, all right, I'll let you run with it. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yes, Woofs and Wellies, our dog walk. It's taking place this year at the Thames Chase Forest Centre in Cranham, a new venue for this event. Sunday the 11th of May is the date for your diary. Chance to put your best paw forward, well, your dog anyway, and join us for this sponsored 3.5 kilometre route, and entry just £5 per person, and your dog gets a little orange bandana as well as part of it, and prizes for the best dressed dog on the day, all that sort of stuff.
So you can dress your dog up?
Yeah, you can do. Some people do, yeah.
You can dress your dog up as a pirate carrying a treasure chest.
If you want to handicap him or her a little bit, yeah, so you could do.
Yeah, just, you know, because, you know, there's some pretty creative costumes for pets nowadays.
But the orange bandanas look pretty good on the dogs, I have to say. So if you'd like to get involved with this, do check out our website, and you can do that for all of our events, sfh.org.uk. So I can say it a bit easier now. I've got my front tooth back.
I did notice. Yeah, I did notice.
The SFH is a little easier to say now without a sort of a... So sfh.org.uk, if you'd like to find out about Woofs and Wellies Dog Walks, Sunday 11th of May, please do register your dog if you've got a pet and like to take part. It's a lovely chance to spend a Sunday and do some good as well. So please.
And hey, the weather's looking a lot better now, isn't it?
Now it is. It's good, isn't it? Now, something very hot and happening in Brentwood. In fact, at the Brentwood Centre, at least 50 metres from here.
I was going to say, I know what this is. I know this is, don't I?
Something rather hot. The Brentwood Centre in Doddinghurst Road, the venue for a fire walk on Saturday, the 17th of May. It's a chance to impress your mates and raise money for the hospice. It's not actually our event, but we're very grateful for Jane Bennett and all the team at Bennett's Funeral Directors who've arranged this event. It's a charity fire walk. You can buy a place for £50 and then you can fundraise for us. It takes place from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, the 17th of May. So if you'd like to book a place for this, do call Jane Bennett on 01277 210 104. So a different number for you this, because it's Bennett's who are organising this fire walk at the Brentwood Centre, 17th of May. If you've never had the nerve to do one of these, find out more. See if you're brave enough. 01277 210 104. Jane Bennett, more information. And again, you can get information on our website, sfh.org.uk. So that's going to be a hot day. Something by way of complete contrast. In fact, if you do that, you might want to go to this as well, because the following day, there's an indulgence day where you get maybe soothing and massage.
Maybe that's right.
Put out the flames at the Derougemont Manor, Worley, on Sunday the 18th of May. We're calling it an indulgence afternoon. Slight misnomer, because it starts at 11 in the morning, goes on to 4 in the afternoon. at the Derugement Manor Hotel. A chance to relax, enjoy pamper taster sessions on offer. They'll be provided by highly skilled local beauty therapists. There's a range of treatments available from Indian head massage through to reflexology, Reiki and all that sort of stuff. And each stress-busting 25-minute session is available for just £10. An absolute bargain. And, of course, the money's going to St Francis Hospice. So if you want to get involved with this, please do book your ticket. And you can do that again at our website or by calling this number at the fundraising team at St Francis Hospice, which is 01708 771 431. 01708 771 431. Bookings are now open for these pamper sessions. Obviously there's a limited number of sessions we can run on the day, so do get in early, book your session, and in between treatments, opportunity for some shopping to be done with a variety of stalls selling everything from clothing and jewellery through to tasty treats. So lots of experts on hand doing makeup, giving you advice on colour, style, and it's just £7.50 to get in, and that gets you a welcoming glass of wine or juice as well, and a chance to win a fantastic indulgence basket full of pampering goodies. So by way of contrast, or if you've exerted yourself rather too much on the Woofs and Wellies dog walk or the fire walk, do relax and enjoy yourself at the Derugement Manor in Worley on the 18th of May, a Sunday. It starts at 11. It's our indulgence afternoon.
Tell you what, have you ever had an Indian head massage?
I haven't.
You haven't? It's lovely. It really is good.
Yeah, a lot of these things, I think, are definitely worth a taster session. For a tenner,
incredible.
You can't go wrong.
The thing is, you probably need to take someone else to drive home for you, because you'll be so relaxed. You'll be like, I just can't be bothered. I can't be bothered to drive home.
Yeah, it'd be a chance to stay at the hotel, wouldn't it, a little longer and have an afternoon relax and natter and chat. So it should be a good afternoon. So put that in your diary if you haven't already. We'd love to see you there for that.
It's going to be a busy couple of months for you, isn't it?
It is going to be very busy. And if you're a golfer, I should just put a quick plug in for an event happening on the 23rd of May, which is a Friday. It's our annual event, our exclusive day at the Thorndon Park Golf Course in Brentwood. An 18-hole golf course, chance to play with some rather famous people. The likes of Barry Hearn usually turns up for this with some of his snooker colleagues and boxing colleagues.
Yeah.
And it's a very good day. So if you want to get involved with that, it always gets sold out. So I'm not sure even if we've got places left for this, but you can ring my fundraising colleagues, 01708 771 431, and they'll tell you if we've still got a place at Thorndon Park Brentwood Golf Day on Friday the 23rd of May.
Really is a whole bevy of events to get involved with. They're all on the Phoenix FM website as well. You can check the details out. We have them on the Phoenix FM website as well as sfh.org.uk. Hello Black's new one, The Man. 9:51 Wednesday morning with the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Simon Jessop will be joining Mr. Mike Jones from the Queen's Theatre at 1 o'clock this afternoon, or from 1 o'clock. And you'll also have Luke Colden coming in to talk about a new improv theatre as well. Make sure you've got Mikey Jones on this afternoon. Biggest man in radio is. Have you seen Jack and the Giant Slayer, the movie? He's the same size. He's enormous. That's why we have to have a retractable roof, you see. He's actually got a sunroof in the studio. His head sticks out the top of it. Just the way it is. Michelle will be with you in a little under 10 minutes' time. But before we make space for her, and I, stop warming up this seat.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
We'll finish off talking with Mr. Peter Streams, who's coming from St Francis Hospice this morning. He's told us a little bit about the hospice, in case you were unawares of it, and also about a few events that are coming up. We've got a fire walk, walking on fire, literally. Yep. It is what it says it is. But an indulgence evening the following night as well. So, is it in daytime, sorry?
That's right. Well, it's an afternoon, starts afternoon, at 11, afternoon. Yeah. A long afternoon, very long afternoon. Start 11 to 4.
Why not?
But also a couple of things coming up a little further ahead, but these are sort of, you might want to make a mental note of these, or think, well, actually, yeah, that could be something I'd like to get involved with. Coming up in June, we've got a thing called the London Night Rider. If you're a cyclist, okay. It's an exciting night cycle ride through the capital. It's a circular cycle route, 64 miles, takes in 50 London famous landmarks. It's all specially arranged. Again, we've got a lot of people taking part in this to raise money for St Francis Hospice. And if you'd like to get involved with that, do contact my fundraising colleagues, as usual, at uh, nfh.org.uk, and you can find out more about the London Night Rider. And also skydiving coming up. A couple of skydive events for those who've never done that.
I love the way you look straight through my eyes.
Yeah, well, I know you're in the frame for this. Yes. The first one is on the 8th of June. I think entries for that are about to close. So if you want to get involved with that one, it's taking place in Kent on Sunday the 8th of June. Do contact my colleagues very, very quickly at the
get in touch this week, I reckon.
I think that's right. But if you want to get involved with the one in September on Sunday the 7th of September, then you've got until July to pluck up the courage and the nerve I can raise some sponsorship money and get involved with that. So please do get in touch with us at the hospice as usual. sfh.org.uk or 01708 771 431 for the fundraising team. We can tell you a lot more about our skydives coming out later this year. And said, if you've got your bike and you fancy a London night ride, then put the Saturday the 7th of June in your diary that evening, and maybe getting a bit of training between now and then, and do register for that. We'd love to see you taking part in that. And something that nothing to do with being physical at all, but I should just mention, for those who've given up being physical and got a load of golf clubs or equipment at home they no longer use, don't just leave it sitting in your garage or your attic all summer long. Go and donate it to us, because we've got a golf shop at our Upminster store. Okay. We've got a range of charity shops, and we love to sell golf equipment. In fact, we've got a whole golf store there. So if you've got golf equipment you no longer need, no longer want, do please donate it to us, to St Francis Hospice. We'll sell it and make sure the money goes to a good cause. You can always take stuff into any of our shops. We've got two in Brentwood, one at number 37 the High Street, that's our furniture shop, and also our general clothing and bric-a-brac shop, which is at 105 High Street. You can take stuff there, or if that's not convenient, look on our website, sfh.org.uk. We've got a whole list of what we call drop spots, which are convenient places around all our areas where you can take goods, and including on that list, I know, is Bennett's, the funeral director's in London Road, and you can call in there with your golf equipment if that's more convenient for you, and we'd love to have your donations. It makes a huge difference, and sometimes people say, well, why do you bother to have all these shops and do all that? Well, it's because it raises about £500,000 in profit for the hospice each year, so makes a huge financial contribution. So we're very, very grateful. Thanks to everyone who shops at our shops in Brentwood and indeed elsewhere. And if you've never been into them, do go and say hello. They're very, very friendly people. Most of them are volunteers helping us out. So please come and see us at 37 the High Street if you need a bit of furniture, or 105 High Street if you need a clothing change or a bit of bric-a-brac for that.
How's the lottery doing?
Lottery good. In fact, several winners from Brentwood in the last few months.
Yeah, I know there has
been some big wins. £2,500 jackpot rollover as well this week, apart from the £1,000 weekly prize. That's all happening on Friday. In fact, it happens every Friday. If you haven't bought a ticket, it's just £1 still, unlike some other lotteries I could mention, which are slightly more than that now. Ours is still £1, and you can get all the information on that, sfh.org.uk.
I like the way you did that. I like what you did there. Peter, thank you very much for coming in this morning. It's always
welcome.
A pleasure to see you. Glad you're doing well with the tooth now.
Yeah, I'm feeling most comfortable. I had it fitted yesterday afternoon, especially for you.
Especially for me. Look at that. Special treatment for the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Just to tell you what, don't get that treatment anywhere else, do you? Don't get that treatment anywhere else. Michelle will be up with you in just a few minutes' time. Peter will be back in next month to talk more about it. But for all the details, you need sfh.org.uk. And, of course, you can find all the events on the Phoenix FM website as well. phoenixfm.com/local events.